During the days of his ministry, that is his ministry in the flesh, Jesus Christ often spoke about a place called hell. A place where the worms don't die, and where the fire never quenches. Jesus Christ referred to this place as hell. If you talk quickly to the book of Mark, chapter 9, I'll start from verse 43. These are words of Jesus. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offended thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter, halt into life, than have two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worms die not, and the fire is not quenched. And if that eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with an eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So Jesus Christ is speaking here about two realms, two worlds, two realities. There's a reality called hell. This is the place where the worms don't die and the fire is never quenched. And he speaks here about another reality, another dimension, another realm called the kingdom of God, which is heaven. So it is the place of life. So he says it here, it's better to enter into life. Oh, hallelujah. It's better to enter into the kingdom of God maimed, with a single eye, with one foot, with one hand. What is he speaking about? Speaking about putting to death your carnal members upon the earth. Putting to death your carnal members upon the earth. Hell, where the worms don't die, is not some place people go to when they die. So all these are spiritual communication to spiritual people who can understand what Jesus is saying. So it's not a place somewhere you go to after you die, after a book has been opened, after there has been a judgment, a big man sitting on a big chair and big books open, and God begins to look through the books and says, I saw you this day you were angry, I saw you this day you stole some money from your office, I saw you this day in the year so so and so. You did this, you did that. All that is just rubbish. It's lies. That never existed and it will never exist physically. These things are spiritually discerned. First of all, I want us to know Jesus Christ addresses his disciples first, those who have ears to hear. The world cannot hear the things that be of God. Praise God. Hell, heaven, the kingdom of God, all these are concepts, spiritual concepts that you can experience right now where you are. Praise God. People don't know that they are already in hell. When you talk of a dimension where the worms don't die, where the fire is never quenched, what does it mean the worms don't die? You see, it speaks about a dimension where there is corruptibility. Because the worms feed on flesh. The worms feed on something that is organic. The worms feed on things that are physical, carnal, material. Now, worms, not just talking of only worms that feed on the flesh of men or the flesh of animals. If you have a carcass on the floor and the carcass is not buried or tended to, you know, over a few hours, that carcass invites all kind of worms. You'll be shocked to discover that that body is infested with worms within a few days. And they consume the flesh of that body to the very end until all that remains is bones. Also, you have worms that feed on wood, that feed on leaves. See, worms in the spiritual language feed on anything that is corruptible. Also, the fire consumes anything that is consumable. It's speaking about a realm of change. In the realm in the natural, in this physical natural dimension. Praise God. Corruption, you know, death and corruption is the key word for this dimension called the world where men live in. It's a realm where the things rust, where the things change, continuous change. And sorrow and pain takes a hold on the inhabitants of this world because they hold on to things that are not, things that are taken away from them in a moment, things that are constantly changing. And as these things constantly change, they too are constantly being changed. Death also feeds on them. Praise God. It is important to know that men who inhabit this world, this dimension, already inhabit hell. Adam was cast into hell in the transgression. Oh, hallelujah. Adam slipped away from God's infinite, timeless realm. He slipped away from that realm of immortality, that realm of incorruptibility, that unchangeable realm. He slipped away from that realm. That is the dimension of God, the God's kingdom. The Garden of Eden, he slipped away from that realm. It's a high state of consciousness. Oh, hallelujah. It's the high realm where the Son of God inhabits. It is the high realm where God's promises rest, where God and God alone inhabits. Oh, hallelujah. And that is heaven. There is no fear there, no change there. Everything remains the same forever and ever. Nothing can take away your peace, your joy from that kind of that dimension, which is called God's heaven, God's kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Adam was in that dimension, in that realm, ruling and reigning in life. No such thing as death, no such thing as change, no such thing as aging, no such thing as dying, no such thing as sickness and diseases. Until he decided to play the fool, being influenced, being deceived. You see, he looked out of that dimension in which he stayed, in which he had his being. He looked out of that dimension and looked down into this realm called this world. I was deceived by the glories there of the glories of this world, the glories that pass away daily, the glories of this world that are not vain glory. And Adam married himself to mortality. Adam married himself to corruptibility. He descended. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Adam started to have his being upon the earth. He decided to walk as a carnal man. He started to see as a carnal man. In his transgression, Adam was cast out of the kingdom of God into that dimension called hell, where the worms don't die. Dust you are, dust you will return. It's a descent into that realm of man, the realm of mortality, the realm of corruptibility. Praise God. That is the realm where things rust, where things wear away. It's the realm of the nations that are changed day in and day out as a garment. The nations that wax old and die off. Oh, hallelujah. Adam became an inhabitant of hell. For it is written that the nations that forget God shall what? Shall all be cast into hell. Adam forgot God. In his consciousness, Adam forgot that dimension in which he once had his being in God. God is spirit. Adam had his being in spirit, pure spirit. Until he decided to play the fool. That is where the fear came in. Thorns and tissues, sweating to make ends meet, fatigue, unfruitfulness. The wilderness situation is the world. It is the world that we see around us today. It's the place where the worms don't die, where the fire is never quenched. Praise God. See, while the men are out there in this dimension, they try to patch things up, try to repair things, try their best to kind of immortalize things, but it can never work. There's one thing that eludes the men of this age: immortality, true life, incorruptibility. It will continue to elude mortal man. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. But thank God, because out of that infinite dimension of God, out of heaven, out of the invisible, out of the spirit, God has sent his son. God has sent his messenger as the light of the world to restore the sons of God back into God's kingdom, back into heaven. See, it is a reality you can tend to in your consciousness. There is no place in the sky, one corner somewhere, where you have gold mansions, where you have streams of water, where the animals are friendly. Cancel those things from your mind. If you want to find heaven, you must receive the words of Jesus. You must begin to, first of all, listen to the words of Jesus and cancel from your mind what man has taught you concerning heaven and God's kingdom. Praise God. You can attain to that place called God's kingdom, heaven, and you can escape the corruption, the realm where the worms don't die, the realm where the fire is never quenched. You can escape it through the revelation that is shining forth this hour from the face of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If you can just receive the secrets of the kingdom, you will be changed. You will be raised up incorruptible. You will be raised up immortal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bear it in mind that Jesus Christ came to do what? To preach the kingdom of God. He has come to give the key into God's kingdom so that man can enter back into that place of life. And that thing is right now. You don't have to wait for anything to happen anymore. All you need is just to receive the word of truth right now and enter freely into life. Praise God. Burn those books on your shelves. See, throw them away. Scatter those books. Destroy those books on your shelves that deceive you into thinking that something will happen somewhere in the future. In the year 2012, something will happen. Something will happen, then suddenly Jesus will come, or suddenly we will be changed. The change is now. Hallelujah. The transformation is now. Praise God. Your conversation is right now. Repent and be converted. The Spirit of God says, come up hither. Come up higher into that high dimension. Come up higher into the place of life. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5 says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove that candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Hallelujah. Remember from whence you have fallen. Do you know, like Adam, you fell from the place called heaven? You fell from God's paradise? You fell from that infinite dimension of God in the spirit? You fell from the realm of joy, of peace, of laughter, the realm of immortality, the realm of all power and all glory? Do you know you fell from that realm and descended into the lower parts of the earth where corruption reigns? You descended into hell where there is no knowledge of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember from whence you are fallen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember your heights in God, your perfection in God, how you shone as a morning star. There is a morning star, and in that morning star, there are morning stars. Hallelujah. There is one spiritual body that spans eternity, one incorruptible body. That is the body of the Lord, because he alone has immortality. And we all are members of that body. Hallelujah. But you must remember. You must begin to look back into eternity. Hallelujah. You must stand still and hear the testimony of the Spirit in your heart right now, wherever you are. Listen. And remember your heights in God. Repent. Repent. Oh, praise God. How do you repent? You begin to do your first works. Your works you had in the beginning. See, when John the Apostle saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, he said, I am the first and I am the last. Praise God. I am the beginning of the cycle, and I am the end of the cycle. Oh, hallelujah. You must remember that beginning, your first state in God. Remember your first state in the spirit. Repent and do your first works. Begin to walk once more in the spirit. Begin to have your being in the spirit. Praise God. Repent and pluck out that eye, that carnal eye. Repent and cut off that carnal leg, that carnal arm. And begin to do your first works in the spirit. Lose your life in this world, in this natural dimension of men, to enter back into life. Enter back into the realm of pleasures, of enjoyment. Come up here, come higher into my world, says the Spirit of the Lord, and you will find paradise. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ said emphatically in the days of his ministry, no one has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. Jesus Christ experienced heaven even while on earth. He experienced heaven in the days of his ministry. That is why he walked in a way that no man had ever walked. And how could Jesus have located heaven How could Jesus have located paradise? How could Jesus have located that dimension of perfect light? It's because he began to listen to the Father. See, Jesus Christ relocated his true identity. Jesus Christ relocated his first state. And he started to do the first works. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth had left the life he had as a mortal man. As a man born in a manger and all that kind of stuff. He had left that life. And he had connected back into the infinite dimension of God. He had connected back into his true identity as the Son of God, who is one with God, the Spirit. Hallelujah. For this reason, he says, before Abraham was, I am. I am. I am throughout all eternity. Oh, praise God. And if you, the inhabitants of this earth, you who inhabit this changeable realm, where the worms feed on your flesh sweetly, where the fire is never quenched, if you, inhabitants of this world, hear my voice, you shall be raised up incorruptible from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Because he says that the hour cometh and now is. The hour cometh and what? And now is. When those who inhabit the grave, those on whom the worms feed on sweetly, those who inhabit the realm of constant consummation, where things are changing, where your flesh is being consumed, the hour cometh when you begin to hear the testimony of the Spirit of God in your grace, and you shall arise from the dead. You shall arise from the dead. And when you arise from the dead, you escape the realm of corruption. You escape hell and you enter back into that dimension called heaven. Praise God. As you hear my voice, you begin to recognize yourself. You begin to know your first state from the beginning. You begin to know that you are pure spirit like I am. And you begin to understand the mystery of your oneness with the eternal God. For I, the Lord, revealed myself upon the earth to do one thing for you, and that is to give you an understanding, to give you spiritual intelligence, to restore to you that understanding that you have lost in your descent into hell and death. I have come as the light of the world to give you understanding, so that you can rediscover your eternal dwelling place in me, the eternal spirit, so that you can escape the realm of corruption. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Come up hither. Hallelujah. Remember your heights in God, in the infinite spiritual realm, and divorce yourself from mortality to enter back into the place of life. Hallelujah. I have a word for you, says the Lord. Turn quickly to the book of Isaiah 51, verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, you that know righteousness. The people in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. And thou not eat. Now let's stop here. Praise God. As you get a revelation, the mystery of your origin in God, as you begin to remember the heights from which you are falling, as your eyes are open to the reality of heaven, and as you begin to see the open gates, the open door into God's kingdom, don't be discouraged by men who don't understand what you are seeing, because you are going to come across them in many, many, many areas. You will meet them in your family. So you will meet them among the brethren. Some will reject you outrightly. Some will agree with you up to a certain place, and they will leave you. See, a time will come where they will stay away from you like one stays away from a leper. See, but don't bother. They will come to recognize later what they are doing. You don't need to bother. Oh, praise God. Because you have the revelation of righteousness. Feed. You have the revelation of righteousness given to you right now on a platter of gold. And God is saying, you that know righteousness. Righteousness is not trying to be good as a man. Righteousness is not trying to be religious. Righteousness is not belonging to a church or following all their concepts of religion. Religion is for man. See, and religion can only worship a God that does not exist. They worship what they do not know. They sing to things and cry to things that don't exist. But you have a revelation of what true righteousness is. You have the laws written in your heart as you begin to recognize the mystery of your oneness in the Spirit of God from the foundation of the world. As you begin to recognize your true identity, you will know that that is the righteousness of God. Christ is the righteousness of God. And if you discover the Christ in you, you have discovered the righteousness of God. Live by faith right now, wherever you are, in relation to the righteousness of Christ in you right now. Don't let any man discourage you. Escape the realm of death. Escape the realm where the moths eat the garments. See it? Escape that realm. See, where men are changed and they wax old like garments. Escape that realm where things are constantly changed. And lay hold of your incorruptible, imperishable inheritance in light. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter back into paradise, into heaven. Praise God. See, your true religion, the only thing that can ever please God, is your ascending back into heaven. So, and bear the man, you cannot ascend back into heaven as a man, as a mere mortal. You cannot ascend back into heaven. You ascend back in heaven first. by getting the revelation of your true nature, which is pure spirit, pure invisible, pure light. See, hallelujah. You must get the revelation of your true self. Walking in your true nature, which is the Christ in you, is walking in the resurrected body. Oh, hallelujah. It is walking in a way that is acceptable and pleasing to God. Remember the words from heaven, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." It's all in the Son of God, not the man upon the earth. Even Jesus upon the earth as a man is not good. He's not known of God. See, to hear that voice from heaven, to seek the praise from God, the praise that comes from God, man has to ascend back into the realm of God. And praise God, hallelujah. To receive that praise, "This is my son in whom I am pleased," man must ascend into God. Praise God. When they looked, they saw a light, incorruptible body upon the mountain of transfiguration. So it's an invisible body. See, that is the real you. If you ascend, hallelujah, you will know that that is the real you. That is what you are. See, this revelation is what will cause you to escape the realm of hell and death. See, I was speaking to a brother the other day, a few days ago, and he was asking me, how can I overcome negative habits, bad problems I have and all that. He was trying to ask me. And I told him to be able to get deliverance. You don't need to go to people, to pastors, to lay their hands on you. They say they call it deliverance. They cast out devils. And every pastor comes into town, he lays his hands on you. Every pastor comes to town, he prays for you. How long will you end this circle of prayer upon prayer upon prayer? Oh, there's a new man of God in town, a new evangelist. See, he lays his hands and all the people fall down. How long will you go from pastor to pastor, minister to minister, seeking prayers? You cannot receive this salvation from men. You can only receive it as you hear, discipline yourself to hear the voice of the Spirit. And he will show you the mystery of the Christ in you. If you stand still and receive instruction, you will discover that you are a perfect creature of God. You will discover that you have the same nature of your Father, hallelujah, who is in heaven. Because you are created in his image and in his likeness. God cannot be tempted. God cannot sin. Neither can you sin in your true state. Neither can you be tempted in your true state, because you are pure spirit. Praise God. But you must ascend right now in your mind, in your consciousness. You must awake from the dead and let go of the effie. Oh, hallelujah. Exercise yourself in the revelation of the Christ in you, and those bad habits will be delivered. You'll be delivered from those bad negative things in you. They will drop off you without even knowing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a madman of gatherings. You see this in the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This madman was very violent. The Bible says that he was so violent that the people around had sought many ways in which to chain this man down and to put him away. See, they had tried all methods to get rid of that menace. A very strong man, very violent. He was always among the tombs in graveyards, bruising himself with objects, bleeding here and there, shouting, "Wild man!" And he was known in that town. See, but when this man came to Jesus, he received his deliverance. And when he received his deliverance, they came back. This man that was normally naked was found clothed at the feet of Jesus in his right senses, calm, listening to the words of Jesus. Jesus had casted out spirits in him that were called legion, because they were many violent spirits, spirits of the dead. That is why this man was among tombs, living in graveyards. He was living in that dimension called hell, the dimension of the dead, where corruption reigns, where there is constant change. See, it's a realm where things are unstable. Praise God. That's why you see how men are today. Men are very unstable. One moment you are like this, the next moment you are like that, next moment, and things are never stable. And all the lust and all the things that men suffer is simply because they inhabit the realm of the dead. They live in that dimension. See, but the hour comes when we have to begin to commune with Christ, to receive from the Spirit. So one thing to note is that this man was seated at the feet of Jesus, showing he became subject to Christ. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He became subject to Christ, who is the Spirit. And single-mindedly, he was receiving the words of Christ the Spirit. And I tell you, Christ the Spirit will not teach you about geography. He will not teach you about maths. He will not teach you anything that is earthy. He will only speak things concerning God's kingdom, God's realm. Here is a man who was fished out of deep waters. Here is a man who was delivered from the realm of the dead. And now clothed in the glory of God. To get his deliverance, we must first of all receive the words of the Lord. Truth. And he will only do one thing. He will only testify of the Christ in you. That is all you need. See, you don't need to learn theology. You don't need to learn any rubbish or end time. Forget all those things. Are just things that pertain to men. They cannot give you life. Forget it. Prophecies. This thing will happen, that will happen. Nothing will happen. The only thing that can happen is either if you hear the word of truth today, you will be saved. You'll be translated from the realm of death, the realm of hell and death, back into God's kingdom. You will experience it. You can walk in life right now where you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the only thing that will happen. If a man does not receive this word, he simply goes through the grave. And he suffers many unspeakable things, unnecessary things, because of rebellion. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So there's nothing like a place called hell, physical location called hell, where people go to where they die. Hell is a realm, a dimension, a state that man inherit in the transgression. When you walk thinking that you are flesh and blood, when you walk in the mistaken identity as flesh and blood, as a man, you are simply cut off from everything that is God's. God inhabits heaven. See, and that which inhabits heaven also is the Son. And the Father and the Son are one. It's God's, it's the Son's realm. That's why it is called the kingdom of God's dear Son. So, but the kingdom of God's dear Son is not just a kingdom for Jesus alone, because in reality, we are Him. We are in Him. This is the greatest mystery of all things, that we are in Him. We are one spirit that spans eternity. So we must begin to remember, wherever you are, stand still and remember. Oh, hallelujah. Remember your spirituality. Exercise yourself in your spirituality. Walk in your spirituality. Confess Christ in you. Praise God. You know, somebody was asking me that, is it right for me, you know, to tell people to be born again? You know, when you are what you do in churches is that they make an altar call, and somebody walks up to the altar and says that, I confess Jesus as my Lord and my Savior, and everybody claps for him and all that kind of stuff, that he's born again. And somebody says that this is, he's simply obeying the words of Paul, which says that anybody that confesses the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Confession is made with the mouth, you know, unto salvation. And people do these things religiously and ignorantly, thinking that that will give them life. So you can make a confession before the altar and just carry on in your carnality, thinking that you can be a good man to make it to heaven. What religion simply does is try to make people good. Try to make the flesh good. Try to condition the flesh to make it good. But it will never work. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. The natural cannot inherit that which is incorruptible. It is impossible. That which inherits God's kingdom is the Christ in you, the Son of God in you. You can rediscover Him by revelation and walk by Him by faith right now. That's why Paul says, put on Christ. Put on what? Christ. Walk as Christ. Put on the consciousness of the spiritual man and walk right now where you are in the invisible. Walk right now in heavenly places by faith. Put on Christ. Exercise yourself in godliness. See, that is how you confess Christ. See, you don't have to confess Christ by saying, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. No. You confess Christ by walking in revelation to the mystery of Christ. It's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. It's no longer I, born of a woman, born into a natural dimension that liveth, but Christ, the Son of God, who is from eternity. Christ, the Son of God, who is spirit. Hallelujah. Christ, the Son of God, who is immaterial, who is light. That is who I am. This is not my world. This is not my realm. My realm is from above, in the high, elevated places of God. If you do this, you will rediscover your place in God. See it. You believe in your heart this testimony you've heard from the Spirit, and now you confess it in your actions by faith. See it. This is what will open the door into heaven and cause you to escape the corruption that is in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Peter says that, see, we are partakers of the divine nature through the knowledge of Christ. We have become partakers of a divine nature. We are divine. The nature of God. See, and through this we escape the realm where the worms don't die. The realm where the fire is never quenched. We escape that realm where men suffer a kind of horrors. And we enter into God's kingdom, God's world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heaven is now. Oh, hallelujah. If you discover the reality of I am the Father and one, you discover everything is beautiful. There is a realm, hallelujah, that is hidden from the beasts. There is a realm that is hidden from mortal man. The realm is present, but eyes have not seen, neither ears heard. But we see them as we begin to receive the Spirit of God, and as we begin to exercise ourselves in the revelation of Christ in us, we begin to see that realm. Hallelujah. That blessed realm. Springs of water, of manna in abundance. The realm of dust of gold. Hallelujah. The realm where God puts an end to darkness. Where there is no darkness at all. Where man can flow sweetly in fellowship with God. God bless you. Amen. And honor and glory and power forever.
Be blessing and honor and glory and power forever. To him who sits on the throne and unto the seek your